And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you this morning on this chilly morning. However, we'll warm it up a little bit later on today to around the mid-60s. And joining me in studio right now is the Coffeyville City Manager, Mark Hall. Good morning, sir. How are you doing today?
Good morning, and it's always great to be here.
It's always good to have you in. Of course, we have the City Commission meeting coming up tonight at 6:30 over at City Hall. And we're going to go over to today's agenda. Of course, we'll always start out with the consent agenda that is going on, and of course the appropriation ordinance, which is basically just paying the bills for the city.
That is correct, and that is an amount, and consider electric costs a lot.
Yeah,
and I
for an entire city. I mean,
don't mean to use that as an excuse, but it does kind of skew it. To one side, but that's almost $2.5 million.
Okay, so again, like you said, electricity is expensive, though. There are a few other things going on. Of course, the before we get to the new business, there is a public hearing and special presentation for the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce Year End Report. So I'm guessing that's probably going to be Candy Westbrook that may be giving that tonight. That's one of the regular agenda items for tonight. No old business, but quite a bit of new business underway. And let's go ahead and get started with our first one.
You bet. And first for consideration is the appointment to the Planning Commission. We have a couple applicants for that position. And, of course, we always welcome the public to apply for any board. In fact, we encourage you to come in and submit your name. But the commission will consider appointment to the Planning Commission. They will also consider an appointment to the Juvenile Community Corrections Board. And also the Park Advisory Board. So there's possibly a lot of appointments for tonight's agenda. And then, of course, we move to Resolution 2084. And that is a subdivision plat submitted by Hospitality LLC. And that is just dividing the property. And that is a process they go through. They go through the Planning Commission, and then that goes to the City Commission. So
And where is that? Do you know where that is?
That would be right where the sleep-in area is.
Okay.
And then, we move to the resolution to approve the negotiated agreements between the unions. See, the FOP, the IA, FF, IBEW, and IUOE. That is for the 2021 agreement. And
that's definitely an alphabet soup there. So
That is. And so we appreciate the unions. Mm-hmm. And that'll be for commission consideration for the contract for 2021. And then we move on. It is a purchase order for the city's workman's compensation insurance, and we had a very fair price. Of course, staff is based on your risk and your experience factor, but the city has been making every effort to keep employees safe. And we are part of a pool, and it is one of those that it appears to be the same level as we usually pay. The resolution then for the fee schedule, and that's where all our fees are presented to the commission on an annual basis. They're for 2021. It is one of those that the commission will consider those, and if approved, those will be our fees for 2021. And then we have the approval of 17 applications for cereal malt beverage licenses for the year of 2021 that the commission will consider also. And then it's on to comments from me, which I know is entertaining if you're watching. But no, I would like to thank staff and then also the public These are trying times, and please be safe out there. It is one of those. I know there's always questions about masks and not masks. It is one of those that if you can, please do. If you can't, we understand. But it is one of those that there's a resurgence. I know you're watching TV, and it is also in Montgomery County. Our cases as of last Friday, I didn't check yesterday, was 1,229 cases. You remember at the first when this came out, we were holding at 19 for weeks and weeks. But it is one of those. Please be safe. And you're important to us and to the success of Coffeyville. So we do need you. And we care about you, so do everything possibly to stay safe.
Absolutely. And if anybody would like to come to the commission meeting tonight, how can they get there?
Well, if you're needing assistance, if you'll go to the east side, there's a ramp that goes down to a single door. If you'll walk through that door and then turn to your left, you'll see an elevator. And if you'll take that elevator and go to the second floor, you'll see the City Commission meeting room, and we welcome you. That's at 6:30. We do practice social distancing and the wearing of masks. That's just a precaution, and the City Commission wears masks also. It is one of those trying to protect everyone. You can watch us. On the internet, it is one of those that we do live streaming and that. We've got our government channel also that you can watch on. But come see us if you have any questions. The commission always looks forward to the comment period, and that's what it's for. We learn. We sometimes make mistakes, and the only way we're going to get better is if we talk about it. So come out and see us. And I do want to thank staff. We're closing out the end of the year. There's a lot of projects we're still trying to squeeze in. The weather is holding.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like tomorrow's supposed to be around 70. So,
you know, so. I mean, there's a lot of golf being played and this stuff getting in before the snow flies. Right. But it is. We've got a lot of projects that are coming to an end. And we're also in preparation for next spring. And that's something we can do.
Absolutely. And one thing I do want to ask, because I'd heard several things about it. I don't think it's a big secret or anything, but I know that one area that got rezoned over there, just over here off 11th Street, I know the got rezoned, what was it, to Commercial 4, I think?
Yes.
Did that area get sold, and there's something that's supposed to be put there, or do you have any idea on that right now?
I don't have any exact information. It is one of those that there has been discussion of a possible buyer of that and a change of use. It is goes coincides with if there should be a tenant for that or buy that piece of property. A C4 allows more things to possibly move in
that are right by a highway.
Yes. So. And that's what usually you find C4, commercial 4, is things along a highway, you know, storage, these kind of things, truck stops, these all these kind of things that you find normally on a highway is a C4.
Which makes a lot of sense since that's the intersection of 169 and 166,
yes.
A very high area, high visibility area.
Yes, and so it is one of those that I know there's some interested parties, and that has been discussed throughout the community. I just don't have any confirmation or anything like that, but it is a C4 now.
I just heard some talk about it, and I didn't know if you had any more information or not. So
Yeah. All right. But anyway, do be safe out there.
Absolutely.
Everyone.
So again, that meeting is going to be tonight at 6:30 at City Hall. Be sure to head on over there. You can enter if you need assistance, enter from the east side of the building, and there is an elevator there, and it'll get you right up there, and get up there and enjoy the meeting. And if you would like to speak, obviously they give you about 3 minutes or so to speak. So head on up there for tonight. Well, sir, I thank you so much for coming in today. Really do appreciate it. It's always a pleasure to have you in studio, and we'll talk to you again here in a couple of weeks.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll have more for you news at the top of the hour. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Tuesday morning in Southeast Kansas.